is up, you guys? Happy 4th of July. Happy Saturday. It has been a good day. We got an epic workout in. Epic leg day, honestly. We're going to do a little bit of HIIT later. Just because we got old. So, almost got a gallon in. Yeah, almost have my gallon in. I got 35 more ounces. And it'll be done though. It'll be great. Yeah, workout was good. Got 3 hours leg day. We did deadlifts, squats, banded walks, banded donkey kicks, weighted deadlifts. We did the leg extension, the leg press, the leg curl, did I say leg press? Yeah. We did do a little bit of buy and tries, just because I honestly could not tell you why. I think I was just like, my brain was like, okay, we can pause leg day for a moment. And I did like, but it ended up my timer. When I use my timer, it disconnects my phone from my AirPods and then I have to like restart. Because I like to do 45 seconds of some exercises. It just wasn't working. But then I went and did shoulder plank. So I just do a little bit. I don't know why. But tomorrow is strictly going to be like compound movements. Whole body, because your girl, like, yes, I died during my day, and the last couple days I've been doing like a lot of arm workouts, but I'm going to put like a little workout together that's like full body, like kind of HIIT, with compound movements, with weights. That way I'm like burning so many calories. Closes a little early tomorrow. Just because it is 4th of July. So I will probably also go for a walk. And get my steps in. Steps are important, people. Today I really haven't done any steps. I was at the gym for 3 hours, and I might do a 5K tonight, just before you say, whoa. It's Leslie Simpson's 5K. Look her up on YouTube if you're ever like feeling like I need to get my steps in and I want to do it at home. I don't have to go anywhere other than my little room, my bedroom, or my living room. Look her up on YouTube. She has a 45-minute 5K. And 5K equals 10,000 steps. So you can make sure you get your 10,000. Which, I will probably, like, I think I have 3,000, maybe. Let's see. I don't know that I have. Oh, I have 5,000. Almost have 6,000. I've surprised myself. I really thought I had like 3,000, 4,000. Just because I was like focusing more on the weight training aspect of things. So, but tomorrow, compound moves, everything. thing. It's gonna be a little different for the podcast. I will come at you after all of it's done. So I might, on my way home from walking, do my podcast. It's gonna be a little later in the day, and I'm not gonna do two. I think I've only done one today. I tried to record yesterday because yesterday was a mentally frustrating day. I had a really great workout and I burned, like, at the end of the day. I hit my goal that I wanted, but during everything happening, it was very frustrating. I cried a little. I was in a bad mood. I just didn't eat all my food. So it's just like really draining, and I have to really learn that this journey is a journey. It's not, I'm gonna wake up tomorrow and be able to do a show. I'm gonna wake up tomorrow and be a little bit more patient with myself. I'm gonna be a little bit more put together because tonight I am going to work hard to plan my workouts because this next week I don't have to work till 10. So, you know, I love working out two times a day, just because, I'm gonna probably put my cardio at the end of the day, where it's like 45 minutes of the bike, and go to the gym in the morning for like, you know, if I get there at 6, I'll be at 1:30. We're going to be really focusing on heavy lifting and compound movements and, you know, making sure I'm working every single muscle. Like, I'm going to look up every single muscle, what workout I can do, write them all down, and make a workout with it. That's what I'm going to do tonight. So that's going to be a lot of work, and I'm really excited, but it's going to be, like, the best thing ever. And, like, I know you can overdo it, but, like, if you've seen 75 Hard, you know working out every single day is what 75 Hard is. 2 days, so 75 Hard, for those who take this episode just to listen and I'm like, well, what is 75 hard? 75 hard is a mental, like, I don't even know really how to explain it. The founder of First Form, Andy, I don't know how to say his last name, came up with this, and it's like a mental challenge. So you drink a gallon of water every day, you read 10 minutes in, like, nonfiction, self-help, progress pick every day, follow some sort of diet, and then 5 is you work out 2 times a day for 45 minutes each, but one has to be outside. Well, I am doing kind of like a 75 hard, but, like, not every day am I gonna work out outside. So, like, I chose to just do 2 workouts a day. Whether that's like 2 times at the gym or like today, you know, I worked out a lot at the gym today. I'm gonna do my 5K and then just a little bit of HIIT. Not like anything crazy, but like some skaters, some high knees, some jumping jack, you know, that kind of thing. Old school. cardio, which your grandma and your mom and your aunt would do. No offense to you. But yeah, so that's what we're gonna do tonight. But 75 hard is for 75 days. I'm just saying a month by month right now. I'm seeing, I do weekly weigh-ins now. Which is weird because I've, and people will tell you, I don't weigh myself every day because that would be horrible for me. But weekly weigh-ins help you kind of adjust. And so I weighed Friday. And I started heavy lifting and like doing compound movements like Wednesday. So I don't really think I saw any like the result that I wanted from that. I think in a week, you know, 0.7 on adding muscle and then declining fat, that's great in a week. I'm actually fueling my body properly. So that's good. So it's just trial and error. But I will be back tomorrow with all the